Welcome to the weekly teaching program from Finally Alive Ministries with pastor and counselor Gary Aris. Gary is a full-time pastoral counselor and teacher of God's Word. He has a remarkably deep passion to see people set free in Christ. You may call our prayer line at 657-246-2464 or email at prayer@finallyalive.com. That's prayer@finallyalive.com. Now, let's join Gary as he shares some amazing truth from God's counsel in this week's teaching.
Hello again, my friends. This is Finally Alive Radio. You can listen to us on finallyaliveradio.com. I'm your host, Gary Aris, your very own Christian counselor. I hope you're doing well today. Now, I just got an offer from Indonesia. I guess they want our show on one of their radio stations out there, so keep us in prayer about that. It's still kind of fresh, but I'm just kind of putting it out there. But isn't that amazing? God has allowed this show to actually go worldwide. Thank God for the internet, right? But this show is able to reach literally anyone on this planet. I mean, we have it on, you know, through the podcast on finallyaliveradio.com. We have our own YouTube channel. You know, we have the Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Tumblr. I mean, we are on any social media that we can think of. And if there's one that we're not on, email me, radio@finallyalive.com. I want to know where we're not. We want to be everywhere where we can be. I want to be able to reach you any way possible on the internet. In fact, I want you to be able to reach me and reach out to me, ask me questions, talk to me in any way that we can. So let's make that happen. And again, keep us in prayer about that. Now, today what I want to talk about is how to be thankful no matter what. That's going to be the topic. How to be thankful no matter what. Now, this will be a two-parter, and we'll catch the next part next week. But I want to give you some foundational things today and then some practical things next time. So as for being thankful, I think it's difficult to be thankful a lot of times. I think we have moments when we can be thankful, times and seasons when we're more thankful than others. I think it's a lot easier to be thankful when, especially after something good happens, you get a raise at work, or you get a cool gift. I mean, it could be anything. You get a new car, so something of that sort, something big, right? A lot of times that's what does it for us. That's what makes us feel a lot more thankful in that moment. But we want to surpass that because that is just an emotional response to life. It's a moment of happiness. And we've talked about happiness before. Happiness is a good thing. But we have to understand that happiness happens. The feeling of happiness doesn't last. You get new shoes, you like them for the first couple days until you get a scuff on there, right? I mean, who hasn't gone through that? I've gone through that. I'm sure you have too. Or, you know, you get new clothes and you enjoy it the first couple of times until you spill something on it. Or, I don't know, it's not in fashion anymore. I don't know. It could be anything, right? It's so easy for us to not be happy. So what we want to do, especially as believers, is go beyond that. Go beyond just the feeling of happiness and be thankful. Again, I think it's a lot harder to be thankful all the time. Is it going to happen all the time? I don't think so. I think we'll have moments when we just can't be thankful, and that's just us being human. That's okay. God doesn't look down upon us because of that. We just have to get through those moments. So let's just kind of generalize for the sake of argument here. So let's just realize this is going to be a task that we must attempt to master. It isn't going to be easy, but very, very necessary. Again, we want to get past being thankful for something nice that happened. All right. We want to go outside of that. We want to be thankful in the sense of thankfulness being a choice, just like happiness is a choice. I'm using the same philosophy as that. Thankfulness too can be a choice. The question is, will you choose it? So I'm going to walk you through a couple of steps here. some foundational things on how to be thankful. And yes, it's that important. So here we go. The first thing we must do is say yes to negative. Sounds kind of crazy. Sure, it sounds crazy. Of course, here we are. We're talking about being happy and being thankful. And the first step I'm telling you is to go ahead and go and embrace or say yes to negative. Gary, have you lost your mind? No, I haven't. Hear me out. This is a problem I see often in counseling or when someone else comes to me from a different counselor or a different therapist. See, I'm not the type that wants you to live a facade. I don't think you are either. I think you want to be true to yourself, right? I hope you do. If you don't, we have other issues. But one way to be true to yourself is to realize that negative things exist. Problems exist. You have problems in your life. Who doesn't? Trust me, everybody on earth does. I don't care what you see on TV. I don't care what they look like in their Instagram picture. You know, I always laugh about this. Let me share this with you. Have you ever gone to a place, whether you're walking, whether you're at a restaurant, it doesn't matter where, and you see this couple taking a selfie, taking a picture of themselves. They smile, they hug, they look cute, all that stuff. I want you to notice the moment or the moments after that. What happens after they take that picture with a big smile and the big hugs and the kisses and all that? I bet you they're right back on their phones, not engaging, not talking to each other, and those smiles disappear. I don't know if you've realized that or seen that. But I want you to see that selfies, the pictures that people are taking of themselves, is just a facade a lot of times. It's just the moment that they've captured. It's great. It's wonderful. I'm not against selfies. Go take your selfies, all right? But don't get obsessed with it. Some people get a little too obsessed with that stuff these days. And by the way, that can make you depressed. Just saying. Just want to put that on the platter there for you. Because selfies are not going to make you happy. Anyway, I don't want to go too far off our topic here. But we don't want to be like that moment in the selfie, okay? We want to be real with ourselves. So being thankful isn't saying, oh, I'm just going to forget all my problems. They don't exist. No, problems exist. They're there. I'm not going to hide from it. I'm not going to run from it. You know, we're not saying be thankful and put on fake smiles while there's a giant elephant in the room. No, we are talking about be real. Be real with yourself. Be true to yourself. Say yes to that negative. See, realize that it's there. By ignoring it, what we're going to do is no different, really, than what a person who might be addicted to a substance or addicted to drinking might do. We're just putting on a mask for the moment with a fake smile, and we get through our moment, but guess what? The problem is still there. We don't want to do that. We want to eventually deal with the problem, but we can still be thankful while we're dealing with the problem, while we're on that journey too. So in a nutshell, all I'm saying is let's just accept that everything isn't okay, and that's okay. So let's just accept that. That said, let's go to the other extreme. The other extreme is going to be us chasing the pain. All because there's something negative on the table doesn't mean our job now is to chase the pain. What is chasing the pain? This is a common term that's used in counseling circles or maybe in therapeutic kind of books. And what chasing the pain is you dwelling, or I guess we can use a metaphor, chasing the problem, holding on to a dwelling, letting that thought run in your mind all day long. Sometimes we sit there and dwell on the problem too long. And I know for a fact, a lot of us struggle with this one, allowing the thought patterns to take over. Now, I can't tell you to stop thinking. If you're like me, I'm an introvert. And if you're like me, you're a thinker. And if you're a thinker, I can't tell you not to think anymore because you are going to continue to do that. That's just the way we work. And I'm not saying you have to be an introvert to be a thinker. This could be anybody. Something negative happens. We cannot let go of that thought because of the pain. That's understandable. That's okay. But sitting in it isn't going to fix it. This is the key aspect here. Sitting in that, dwelling in it, or even worse, chasing the pain, doesn't help it.
Would you like to download this episode for free? Now you can. FinallyAliveRadio.com has every episode ready for download absolutely free. Visit us at FinallyAliveRadio.com. That's FinallyAliveRadio.com.
It's a weird thing here that we're talking about. I know I'm going to go a little bit off topic, but it's all about this chasing the pain idea. It's this bittersweet, I don't know if that's the right word, or if it's this pain. We know that it hurts, yet we still chase it. It's almost a paradox. Why we do these things? We're human. We're human, and it hurts. I don't know. Maybe another metaphor might be, you know, you bang your elbow, and what do? You rub your elbow, even though it hurts more when you rub it, right? So there's something about us that just does that. So with that analogy, you know, if you bump your elbow, you know, take a look at it, rub it, you know, whatever you got to do. Make sure you're okay. But there comes a time when you stop holding your elbow. There comes a time when you take some of the focus off of that elbow. As long as it's safe, as long as you're okay, you didn't break any bones. Okay, fine. Let's just go down this slope here too. What if you did break your elbow? What do you do? Well, dwelling on it isn't going to help. We have to do something about that, don't we? So I guess that would be the difference. Is let's realize that there is a problem, but let's not go to the extreme of just sitting there and dwelling on it. Because again, the problem with dwelling on it is going to be I will do nothing if I dwell too much on it. Holding a broken elbow isn't going to fix the elbow. That's most of our issues in our life. The metaphor of the broken elbow. See, all that dwelling is going to do is get you down, feeling sad, feeling blue, and eventually probably get you to a place, because you're overthinking, you're going to begin to overthink. It gets you to a state of anxiety. You start to worry about things. Now, Jesus in Matthew 6:27 says, "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" No, obviously you can't. So worrying does nothing. I'm not saying, you'll go to hell if you get worried. I'm not saying you can't ever worry. You're human. You're going to worry. That's just the way it is. Again, the issue is not dwelling on it. You must muster up every bit of strength within you not to go down that lane, that alley, that slope. And the last thought on this part is, if you're grieving, this is a little bit tougher. This will be probably a lot tougher. But you have to realize it's understandable. When we're going through grief, we just have to do our best to get through it. That's all we can do. We just have to do our best, muster up strength, and just get through it. There's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of ups and downs that we're going through. But that's what grief is. Going through it. Going through the entire grieving process, just getting through it. But even in that moment, that still doesn't mean you can't be thankful for something in life. That's what we're aiming for right now. So as you can see, we're not trying to put on a fake facade, okay? I'm not trying to give you a 12-step on how to be fake happy and fake thankful. No. We want to acknowledge, yes, there's problems, but I'm still going to be thankful. That's difficult to do. But you can do it. In Jesus' name, you can do it. You just have to be willing. Will you muster up the strength? Will you be willing to do this? That takes me to my next point here. This, if you will be the doorway, the way in, or to begin the process of you actually being thankful. And I would say that is to be a disciple. Be the best disciple. Be the best student you can be in life. I had preached a message a couple of years ago on, I think it was right after New Year's. And while everyone is talking about New Year's resolutions, I was talking about, you know, rather than having these resolutions, why not have this resolution? You know, as we're talking about resolutions here, why not talk about the resolution that's probably the most important, which is to be the best student you can be. Be the best student of life that you can be. So we want to always talk about growth and getting better and getting stronger. You want to be spiritually strong? I'm going to tell you how to do that. Be a good student. Be willing to learn no matter what the situation is. Every situation in life has a lesson in it. Everything, no matter how nasty, how dirty, how bad it gets, there is a lesson somewhere in there tied in. Your job is to find that. That's what a good student does. Jesus says, "Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." That is a good student, one who is willing to seek. You want to talk spirituality? The one who is seeking Jesus, the one who is seeking the Father, that is the best student. I don't care about grades right now. I'm not talking about grades. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about spiritually, the spiritual aspect. Be the best student you can possibly be. You fail at life, not by failing a test. That's not how you fail in life. You fail in life by not learning from the test that you failed. Because my friend, you are going to fail repeatedly, and I'm going to fail repeatedly. You know, speaking of all this social media stuff, oh my gosh, it's, I don't know if I'm just getting older or what. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I know I see all the social media stuff, you know, and look, I kind of grew up more on the MySpace, Facebook stuff, and that makes a lot more sense to me. But now they've got all kinds of new stuff. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's new stuff almost every day with the social media stuff. Some of it is beyond me. I don't get it. But that doesn't mean I'm going to use that as an excuse not to learn. It doesn't. I can't do that. That makes me a bad student. Or maybe, you know, you're in a profession where you're an expert or you've done whatever you're doing for many years. I don't care if it's mopping the floor or you being a doctor. There's always room for improvement. We've heard that cliche statement many times. It's true. You've got to be willing to grow. That's how you can be spiritual. Number one, learning about God, understanding God. Second is being a good disciple of life, understanding, seeing what's going on around you. So this is the key aspect. This is your doorway, if I could say it that way. That sounds kind of weird, but just for the sake of a metaphor there. Yes, there's problems. Now, can I learn from the problem? I hope you can see that when you learn the lesson, what are you going to be? You're going to be thankful. You will learn the most valuable lessons in your life, most likely in the worst times of your life. Now, why it's like that? I'll tell you why. Because we're stubborn. I'm stubborn. You're stubborn. Everybody's stubborn to a degree. Some more than others. God, sometimes, or life, sometimes, has to teach us. God sometimes has to allow us to go through something because we won't listen to him. And life doesn't do anything. Life is just life. You wake up in the morning and life isn't out to get you. That's a funny fallacy that we tend to believe. Life's out to get me. You know, the world is out to get me. No, the world is the world. The world has its own troubles. The world has its own things that it's doing. Life is just neutral. A day is just neutral. A day is just another day. It's what is going on in the day for you. It's how you're willing to perceive the day. Did something negative happen today? Perhaps. That's normal. That's life. But it wasn't life out to get you. It was just a bad day. It's normal. Are you willing to learn from it? Are you willing to examine the day? Sometimes. Sometimes all the time. And learn from it. And this is the aspect that will make you the greatest disciple. Will you learn from your mistakes? Most of us are just too prideful. Again, we're stubborn. We're just prideful. You and I, I'm talking to you. But me too. Are you willing to put down your pride? If you're not, this isn't going to work for you. You might as well just turn this off. Don't waste your time. You got to put your pride aside. The only way this works, and this is where Christianity, this is where God comes in, humbleness. John says it best. He, Jesus, must increase. I must decrease. Humbleness. You know, we're not willing to put ourselves down. That's a problem. That's a very big problem. And no matter how much you win in life, you're still going to lose. Because you will win by trampling over people. That's not going to help. That's not going to do anything for you in the long run. Because I'm talking big picture, not just tomorrow, not just me making money tomorrow, not just me, you know, stabbing that person in the back. It's not going to work. It's only going to work maybe now. In the big picture, it won't. Are you willing to put down your pride to be able to be a good disciple? You can't be a good student. And if you think you know everything, or if you think, no, I got this, I know how to do it, then why do you still have problems in your life? I'm going to tell you, my friend, you aren't a master. I'm not a master. Jesus is the master. God is the master of all masters. Jesus is called the King of Kings. He runs the show. He knows how to do this. So no, we don't have it all figured out. Even me being a believer in Christ doesn't mean I have it all figured out. Be humble in your walk. You'll get a lot further that way. Humbleness will make you the best student. Humbleness says, I don't know everything. Humbleness says, I might be an expert, but that doesn't mean I can't learn something from somebody who's brand new. That may not be the case all the time, but if you're not open to it, you're going to be left behind. And I'm speaking to the expert. I'm not talking about someone going to hell. Again, no matter how much of an expert you are, there's always something to learn. But hey, speak to someone who is successful or is an expert. I bet you they will have a humble heart most of the time, depending on what industry we're talking about. They will tell you, hey, I don't know everything, but I'll do my best. Be a good disciple. Humbleness. Will you accept that? Can you accept defeat and accept the lesson? That's what this is all about. You want to be more thankful? Be a good disciple. Be a good student. Be humble. How can you be thankful about anything if you're going to be prideful? Pridefulness says, I got this. I don't need anybody. Forget everybody. Where's the thankfulness in that? But the humble heart says, no, you know what? I still have a lot to learn. And you know what? Thank God for this opportunity to be able to learn from it. So hopefully that helps with that aspect. But now one last piece is if you can be a good student, now you must take the first step. Be proactive. I know we hear that. That's so cliche. That's the typical saying of the day, right? Be proactive. But it's true. The decision to be more spiritual, the decision to be a better Christian comes from you. God will only inspire you. You must take the step. Look, you might believe in God and maybe you want to be more involved in church, or maybe you want to be a better dad, or you want to be a better mother. You want to be a better employer, employee, either one. You must take the first step. Look, if you need help, you need to speak up. It's you. It's you who has to be proactive. You want guidance? You need to pick up the phone. You need to reach out. You need to Google us, whatever the case is. Look, I can't help you unless you tell me. How else would it work? Do you see the aspect of you being proactive? Well, it's overwhelming. It's just too tough. How long will you live in these excuses? How long will you stay there? Look, be humble enough to pick up the phone. Be humble enough to ask for help. Be humble enough to speak up to somebody. If you can't speak up to anybody around you, you need to get out of that circle. Go somewhere, go outside, wherever the case is. You must be proactive. I'm talking to you over the airwaves right now. And that's as far right now that I can get to you. This is as far as I can go. I cannot physically touch you. I can't physically see you. In fact, you hear my voice. I can't even hear your voice. So my reach is limited to right now to your ears. What that means is you must take the next step. If you need help, you need to reach out to me. You need to reach out to your pastor. You need to reach out to somebody. You be proactive. Now, I say all those things to say this. If you want to be thankful, you must consciously seek to be thankful. I can't make you be thankful. You must take the conscious effort. That means I can't be lazy on this one. Laziness will choke you. It'll choke you out and it'll choke your life away. Do not be lazy on this part. To be thankful, be a good disciple, look for things to be thankful for. Really think about what I'm about to say here. Maybe you're physically disabled. Maybe something happened at work. Maybe you're in a bad relationship. Maybe your relationship ended. And for all those things, I'm sorry. But did you take a second and say, thank you, God, that my hearing still at least works to hear this message? Because you can't tell me you can't be thankful for that because you're listening to my voice right now, aren't you? Some people can't hear. Did you think about that? Do you see, I didn't have to dig too far, but I had to make a conscious effort to be thankful for something. And you can't tell me, oh, everyone can hear. No, not everyone can hear. There are some, you know, who are deaf and some who have lost their hearing. You can hear me. How about start to be thankful there, just right there? You can't tell me that's nothing. And if you do, I think we have deeper issues. If your argument's going to be, oh, well, who cares if I can hear if my relationship is going bad? Okay, fine, I'll bite. Are you saying you'd rather not be able to hear and be back in that relationship? So you'd rather be back in a relationship and you'd never hear that person's voice. That's what you'd prefer. You'd actually prefer that over hearing. I mean, because if you ask me, hey, at least you have your hearing and you can either fix or start a new relationship. See, that there's second chances. Sometimes with hearing, there aren't second chances. Do you see? I mean, sometimes we really have to think about where we're going with this. Be thankful. So today I want to kind of build a little bit of a foundation for our thankfulness. That's it right there. You've got to be a good, humble, a good servant to the Lord. You have to be a good disciple of first the Lord and second to life, which means you need to be humble. And if you're going to be humble, now we can be proactive and seek reasons to be happy. Seek reasons to be thankful. And I can't do that. Only you can. So next time I'm going to give you some practical ways and different ideas on how to be thankful. There's going to be some pretty good stuff in there. Now, if you want to hear this message again, and if you're listening to us on the radio, just go to finallyaliveradio.com and the show is there right now. and you can download it and you can keep it for yourself and you can listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. I would love to hear your feedback on this show. So feel free to leave me feedback. You can email me radio@finallyalive.com. And thanks again for listening. God bless you.
Thank you again for joining us on this week's program with Pastor and Counselor Gary Harris of Finally Alive Ministries. We pray that if God has touched your heart with any part of today's teaching, you would respond and move into the healing that God has for you. Visit us at finallyalive.com. There, you can download this episode for free, email your concerns, questions, or share a story of how God is using this teaching to help you grow in Christ and His freedom. If you'd like to call our prayer line, you may do so at 657-246-2464. That's 657-246-2464. Or email at prayer@finallyalive.com. We will meet you again next week at this same time when we look at God's Word with Pastor and Counselor Gary Harris and learn how to finally be alive in Christ.
Would you like to download this episode for free? Now you can. FinallyAliveRadio.com has every episode ready for download absolutely free. Visit us at FinallyAliveRadio.com. That's FinallyAliveRadio.com.